What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm always good raw dog in the drive.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyer Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
There's another one, boy. Tyler's got them bangers going today. Ain't no doubt about it.
I'm on these steel wheels, as Luke would say.
That's right.
Let's go.
I mean, that is beautiful. That is well done, T. The biggest competition, I think, at in Texas training camp, which was on front and center today with the Texans joint practice versus the Carolina Panthers. I think it was front and center. The wide receiver competition. Look, we know who, and there's not a major concern here because you know you've got Nico Collins. I've said it all along. When you've got Nico Collins, when you got that dude, when you got a top 10 in a league, then the other pieces typically kind of fall into place. But you got to have three or four. You got to have somebody ready. Nico has you know, had a tendency to get injured and miss a month or 5 weeks, and you got to have somebody ready. In case, and look, the reality of it is you've got three, sometimes four receivers on the field at one time. You got to have those guys ready. And so I think, you know, the most anticipated competition or problem is the O-line room. How you going to fix that? And everybody's kind of trying to figure that out. But when it comes down to the wide receiver room, guys, this competition is heating up. Look, and I know there's – the competition has to be viewed from a roster perspective because obviously there's only so many spots. You got Nico Collins and Christian Kirk that are locks, right? You got Higgins and Noel, the two rookies out of Iowa State that were drafted this year. They're locks, right? Those four guys are eating up four active roster spots this season. Depending on what special teams looks like, you're going to get three more wide receivers. I'm talking about active. Maybe two active, depending on what you want to do offensively and, again, what special teams looks like. And I think there are four guys in the conversation. I think one has made the team. I think one is out. And I think there's two guys in the middle that are fighting for a spot. I think Braxton Berrios has made this football team. I've made my mind up watching him. He went out there again today, had a catch over the middle and a two-minute drive, then caught a touchdown. I think that was in the two-minute drive as well, maybe with Davis Mills. I can't remember who it was. But, I mean, he is just a guy. The ball finds him. He's a great gadget guy. He's got a skill set that nobody else in the room has, right? And I think he's made the team. I think Watson, the kid that they signed and been in Kansas City for a while, I don't think he's making his football team. Now, he may be released and brought back and put on the practice squad or whatever, made it in that, however they do that. But I think he's the odd man out. Now, you've got two guys left in Xavier Hutchinson and John Metchie. And this is a tighter race than I expected for great reason. John Metchie is making plays, y'all. John Metchie is out there. You can't watch a Texans practice and not see John Metchie making plays. We watched a preseason game last week. Now, granted, he was playing in the fourth quarter, so that doesn't bode well for him. But he had five catches, I believe, in the game, doing some really good things. And then you've got Xavier Hutchinson, who has, I believe, has climbed the depth chart. To hell with the roster. I believe he's climbed the depth chart, and he's actually, like today, in the 2 minute, when the starters were out there, when the ones were out there, in the 2 minute, they started out in 11 personnel, meaning one back, one tight end, three wide receivers. Xavier Hutchinson was out there with that group.
The arrow's pointed up.
I think you've got... Now, right now, I think Hutch is winning. But I think you got an absolute dogfight between... Absolute dogfight might be strong, because I think Xavier Hutchinson is leading the way. I think Hutch is pulling away with it, but Metchie's keeping it interesting. So I think that's how I want to couch it. I think that the deal here is Metchie is doing his damnedest to keep this thing alive. And he's doing a pretty damn good job of it. The wide receiver room, the depth in the wide receiver room is going to be interesting, man. Because then you look at it, Luke, the Noel kid out of Iowa State, they're going to have a hard time keeping him off the field. You know what I mean? The quietest one of all of everybody I've mentioned, not Watson. I think Watson is, I've only seen him catch a couple balls all camp. But I think Higgins is the quietest one out of all of them. Hell, I think he's going to start.
Yeah.
Right? These other guys are making noise, man. It is fun to watch. And I don't know what they're going to do. I don't know what they're going to do with those final three. When you look at Braxton Berrios, Xavier Hutchinson, and John Metchie. Those three guys, I think, are going to be the other three, and then it comes down to playing time. And John Metchie's keeping this thing interesting.
Yeah, I agree with a lot of that thought process. I think the depth is important because Nico is the one high-end talent piece, and then there's a lot of question marks, yeah, you know, in that wide receiver room. So the more pieces you have to throw at this thing, obviously the better chances for success. I think Braxton Berrios is certainly on the team. I'm surprised about Watson and how things have gone, because heading into training camp, I actually thought he was – lock is too strong. No one, and very few players are a lock, but I thought he stood a good chance. You know, they brought him in this offseason, gave him a two-year contract, veteran wide receiver, possession wide receiver. The majority of his receptions last year converted first downs. So he was just reliable, but yeah, it has been a very quiet summer for him.
Well, you know, Luke, I'll be transparent. Like, I'm not – tuned into the special teams enough to know, mm-hmm, that is where it could get real interesting with Metchie, because I don't know how good Metchie is on all the special teams. And if Watson is just an absolute special teams kind of, that's how he's going to make the team and who he's going to be, then I could see that being legitimately the competition that we really need to be watching is those two. But Metchie's outplaying him at the wide receiver position. There's no question about it. But at the special teams position, across the board, is Watson on every special team, and is he a impact special teamer?
Right, right.
You know, I don't know. But that may be the better one to be watching. Hell, the competition may be deeper than we thought.
It could be. I've always thought it'd come down to Metchie and Hutchinson, and you've been out of practice a lot more than me, but it just seems like the reports are always ping-ponging back and forth of what this guy, like you laid out, you know, they're both doing their part to try to make this team, and so it's tough to get a read where 1 week or for a few days it seems like, oh yeah, Hutchinson, yeah, he's that last guy, and then, oh no, wait, here comes Metchie. And Metchie has said previously that, you know, the offense, I guess, is similar to what he had ran at Alabama, and so he felt really comfortable. Does that give him an edge, yeah, in terms of being more comfortable with the new offense they're trying to put in? But I have always felt, even coming into this summer, that it's going to come down to one of those two guys, Hutchinson and Metchie, whoever shows themselves more this summer. And it could be a tough decision to make and have to let one guy go if you can't try to stash him on the practice squad. But certainly, you can never have too many assets, right? You can never have enough money, yeah, and you can never have enough
skill players in your offense. So it's a good problem to have for the Texans to try to figure out who are the six or maybe seven that we are going to keep out of this group.
Well, you know, the interesting thing for me, I'll be completely transparent with you. This training camp for, I would say the last 2 weeks maybe, John Metchie has really, really jumped on the scene for me. I think before I was a little bit critical of John Metchie, but I think a lot of people that are watching and reporting on it are, you know, you want John Metchie to work. The story, great dude. You want him to work, but if we're being completely honest, up until about 2 weeks ago, he just wasn't making enough plays, right? Last preseason, it was kind of a, doesn't look good, and then all of a sudden he exploded in that preseason game. It was a home preseason game. He made a bunch of plays, right? I just never saw it until recently. Now, these last couple of weeks, it's been like he is building a case for himself, whether it's here or somewhere else. He's building a real case for himself because there's no denying John Metchie is out there making plays. So we will we'll see what ends up happening. Keep an eye on that wide receiver room, man. That is I appreciate you muddying the waters more, Luke. You bring Watson back into it with his special teams prowess, and all of a sudden
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Be a little deeper than I thought, but that's Luke Morrow. I'm Clint Stoner. Tyler Milner's behind the glass on the ones and twos. You're listening to Sports Radio 610, Houston's sports leader, and it's that time, y'all. It's that time. We got to get to T-Mill's best bets. Another red night last night. We got to get this thing turned, T. Got to get it turned, baby. What do you got?
Good hell, man. Monday through Friday last week, all green, all cash in pockets. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday this week, ish show. Son of a bitch. But it's time to rebound. We're going to have a green Thursday night, I can tell you that. Five more best bets for you. Here they are. We do this quickly. If you miss any, you want to tail, or maybe you want to fade, check out the Twitter at T-Mill Real Deal where I got these five bets posted. First up, and there's only three ball games after 6 o'clock, some of which starting right after 6. So if you want action.
You ain't got to bet them all.
Yeah. First up, A.J. Hinch's Detroit Tigers. They're traveling to Minnesota to take on the Twins, who are now Correa-less. Over 3.5 in the first five innings of this game. I'm on over 3.5 runs in the first five innings between the Tigers and Twins. Next up, another over. Ball game, Braves at Mets, over 8.5 runs in 9 innings tonight. And then these last three are all the same game. It is the Diamondbacks. They are traveling to Colorado to take on those very piss-poor Colorado Rockies. D-backs, Rockies, big number on the over-under tonight. Over-under, I'm on the under 12.5 runs for the D-backs and Rockies. To go along with that, I'm on the Diamondbacks team total to be under 7.5 runs. The Rockies suck, but I think they can hold them to 7. And then I got the D-backs
beaten the piss poor Rockies. I got the money line. Odds a little higher than what I typically go with, but minus 160. It's almost a lock. D-backs, they beat the Rockies. Those are your five best bets, boys. Do you love or hate any of those?
I'm on the other end of like three of them, which I hate to say.
Right.
So sorry. No, hey, that doesn't mean anything. It might be a bad night for me. So, but yeah, I think you can never go wrong fading the Rockies. So I'll ride with you for the Diamondbacks tonight.
Okay. Yeah, we've won some money on them crap ass Rockies this year.
I think I want to ride that one with you tonight. You got room?
I got room.
Yeah. Go ahead and bump me in there. That D-backs money line at Rockets. At Rockies, not Rockets. I don't want the D-backs in beating the Rockets.
You want to risk a Benji or you want to win a Benji?
Well, I want to win 100. What do I got to do?
You'll have to bet 160.
Yeah, that's what I want. Hell, I want to win 100.
My man. Let's ride.
All right. That's T-Meal. Ron Ugly is in Turks and Caicos. Anybody know when he's coming back, by the way? We know when he's coming back?
I don't think I asked.
Well, that ain't very nice of you.
No, I didn't mean to. I just realized I don't know.
Well.
Oh, yes, I do. Next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday. That's Tyler Milner. My man Luke Morrow, appreciate you joining us today, man, in place of Ron Ugly, in place of Brandon Scott. It's me, Clint Sterner, and Brandon Scott tomorrow. Make sure you're plugged into the drive. Until then, we love you, baby. Damn, bro, you need a what? You need an IV? Tyler is the king of body spray or strong deodorant, so he'll be that room will smell good. I promise you. As much trash as he talks, and I ain't gonna let the cat out of the bag here. But as much trash as he talks, I better not walk in there and that room be funky. I can tell
hell
you that.
Hell
right
no.
Now. I can walk in there and a lot of things happen, but it better not stink because he can't handle that body odor.
Stretching Kikuchi tonight.
Do it, lady.
Tyler, I love you too, man. You so H-town.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters, and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.